Okay, so there's a halacha which more mentions the beginning of the fourth parak called Tashlumin, that if a person missed the tefillah, so Tzavala his Baal HaMincha, the more talks about the idea that he could replace that tefillah that he missed. Tzavala his Baal HaMincha, Maushi his Baal HaArvis Beis, that's the more's question. The more says, in case a person was taught and he was in Spalal Arvis, he missed the Arvis, can he daven Shacharis? So the Morse, totally spell the Arvis, totally spell the Arvis, he spell the Shachar Shtai. Shacharis, he spell the Mincha Shtai. So, what about Mincha Tamar? The question being, it's a separate day. Do you say, over Yom HaBatul Kabonoi, or Dilma, Sisleis Arachim, he called Amos the boy Matzibos? So more brings that even by the case of Mincha to Arvis, it also works. Vemiz Amishum, over Yom HaBatul Kabonoi. So Tosis says that he says in a case where a person missed Ma'ariv, Tosis totally is Bala Arvis, in Ikhar al Mincha near the Ober Yarmu Zmana Bota Kabonet. Because since he waited so long, it's already two tefillahs, so you don't find Chazar Masakin that a person can be Lachzal Ispalo in a case of two tefillahs. Number one. So if a person missed Ma'ariv, then he didn't make it up during Shacharis, he can't make it up during Mincha. If a person missed Ma'ariv and Shacharis, he can only address his loss of Shacharis by Mincha. Number one. Tosfos says number two, if a person is Mevatel B'Mezid, he can't fix it. And that's the more calls Muvasel Yechal Diskoin. In the case of a person, the more says a person was Mevatel B'Mezid, it goes under the Pasuk. In Kehelis, that something which is made krum, you can't fix it. So this heter, this we're going to talk about that. This heter of Tashlumen has limitations. So Tosfos says that base tefillos is. Tosfos doesn't have a gemara which says explicitly the base tefillos you cannot do. Tosfos says we didn't find any gemara which says that you could do. Interesting, the Penei Shuvah here says he would actually sell to. So there's a Gemara in Beya in the second paragraph. Gemara talks about a case where a person is supposed to make his own Ruva Chatzeris. A person forgot to make a Ruva Chatzeris, or there's actually a Ruva Tavshilin, not Ruva Chatzeris. A person was supposed to make a Ruva Tavshilin in a case where Yantavis falls out on Erev Shabbos. A person forgot, so he's allowed to rely on the Rav than the Erev that the Rav made. So Gemara makes a story that there was a person who forgot. And he came on Yom Tov to Shmuel, and Shmuel says, "No problem. I made an error. I had the people in the community in mind." Okay, so community in mind means he would actually be mezaka the error. It wasn't just not having in mind; he'd actually have to mezaka the error that he makes the error with the shin. He would take it and mezaka to somebody else with das to be kind of that should belong to it should belong to the community and work for the members of the community. The Mora says, "Next Yom Tov." He comes to Shul with the same problem. She says, Shramana Pesheya. He says, Vice the Christ, you missed two times when you were considered a Pesheya, and it doesn't work. Right? So the Pnei Yeshua shall sue over here in this Tosfos, this idea of missing the case of you missed it already two Zmani Tefillah, you can't make up. So the Pnei Yeshua says, that's like the more when they're in Beya, the more when they're in Beya says, you missed twice already. You know, two strikes and you're out. You know, right? That's the Gemara. The Gemara Shir is two strikes and you're out. Baseball is three, but the Gemara Shir is two. Now over there, granted, there's a halacha. Just we mentioned, this, you know, there's a question in the poskim. So when do you get back your cheskes kashrus? You know, so do you have, does it? You know, obviously, 10 years later, the person's been very conscientious about missing, you know, setting up his erev tashlum. Never missed, and he forgets again. Listen. You know, we have in your record that 10 years ago you missed twice. That's it. You can't use the air. That's not true. You can use the air of Tashilin of the Rav in that situation. Shalom, what reinstates you back in being a kosher? Once she says even one time is enough. Once after Kenechas like three times. One says it's over Zman Ma that you seem to be, you know, being cool, be careful with it. Whatever. That's over there. But over here there's a din of Tashlumin. Now it should come out according to that. In a case of a person missed because of an oinus. It was beyond his control, the two tefillah limits should not apply. So Rav Shlomo Kluger actually suggests such an idea. Rav Shlomo Kluger, in his Hagos in the Shulchan Aruch, says in a case where a person missed the tefillah and then he became an oinon, was the example that he had, and so he wasn't able to make it up in the next zmani tefillah. So he says obviously the first zman tefillah, which is after he becomes the ninus ends, he's allowed to make up the tefillah that he missed way back when, even though it was maybe a day or two later, but that's an oinus in between, that's not going to make him lose. But the mice and the person do not seem to extend it like that. So imagine the Peshu was not saying it, you know, it's a perfect parallel. And another example of where the parallel is not perfect, because according to the Peshu's thought process, let's say a person missed Marv. So he makes up Marv Shacharis. Person, if he didn't make up a Shacharis, he can't make up a Minch. Good. Because you forgot Marv twice in a certain sense. You forgot Marv during Marv. You forgot Marv during Shacharis. Let's say a person forgot Marv, and then he forgot Shacharis also. So according to Yeshua's thought process, he should get. That's it. You know, the guy's twice Musik, he forgets his field. It's a tough luck on you. But that's not true. The luck is he can make up Shacharis, but I mean, he just can't make up Marv. So the idea is you forgot Marv twice, but you forgot Shacharis only once. But the Mice, you're a forgetter of tefillahs. So the parallel which the Peshu was making is not perfect, but there's such an idea. Okay, one point. Second point, just understand the concept of it. Just fascinating piece of Rabbi Yaakov's itself. Rabbi Yaakov, there's a delicious sefer called Tzevach Mishpacha. You probably never saw it in your life. It was put out by the Feldheim Mishpacha, by the children, in honor of their parents' 50th anniversary. They decided to put out a sefer. They're Malacca, different Divrei Torah from different Gedolim and Kisvei Yad. They put out a beautiful, beautiful sefer. That's a nice way to celebrate a 50th anniversary, especially if your name is Feldheim and you can publish smart very easily. So they put out a sefer called Zevach Mishpacha. So they have a piece of Rabbi Yaakov about Tfilas Tashlumen and how it works. Rabbi Yaakov says an interesting shot. He suggests that the foundation of the concept of Tashlumen is that on the Raisa level, for the Rambam, a person is chayv in one tefillah a day. And there's no zman, the zman of that tefillah is not limited. So to daven that tefillah anytime during the day, really, mikra din, zman and tefillah are not limited. So theoretically, this tefillah is not out of place to daven it later in the day. No, say mitaraisa, a person would daven once a day, anytime during the day. Tom came along and said three times a day, and there's specific times. So you see, what he's suggesting is that those specific times, did not, in some level, did not take away the mitaraisa that you could daven whenever you want. So I want to daven that tefillah, which I wanted to daven last night. I want to daven it this morning. I can daven it still on the mitaraisa level. So the Chum did not take that away. That's the idea behind the concept of tashlumen. So the Morah then presents, okay, from Marav to Shacharis, understand. From Shacharis to Mincha, understand. What about from Mincha to Marav? The Morah's answer is that also works. The Morah's question, maybe you say, over Yom about the Karbonot. So this is a fascinating Shiloh, which he talks about. In other words, this halacha, the person is supposed to daven one time a day, according to the Rambam, is that one time from a sunset to a sunset? Is it one time from the person wakes up in the morning until he goes to bed at night? So even though it's not Dini Atero, that's two different days. For regards to Hilchos Shabbos, you don't define your day when I get up, when I go to bed. In regards to the concept of tefillah being that a person has a chiyuv each day to speak to his Creator, right? So when I got up in the morning, I have some time, a chiyuv, some time today to go talk to my Creator. So maybe that's not totally in sunset or not. He comes out that that's the Shakum Tariyot of Gemara, possibly, and the Gemara is saying that. The Morah is saying that you don't say every yom about the korban. This tefillah of the day, you really could be mashal later on. Later on, he's clearly saying that's not true. I have to tell you, I once heard. This is going to take me back a lot of years. One of my chaverim by his sheva brachos Torah, he handled this shiloh. He brought a deacon the Rambam, and the Rambam goes. The Rambam says the same. There's a chiyuv tefillah b'chol yom. There's a chiyuv of meyav brachos b'chol yom. He calculates the Meir Brochas, the way he calculates it, starting from the morning going to the night time. So he found that very fascinating that the Rambam presents, and the Rambam presents Seder Dinei Tefillah, he goes Shacharis, Mincha, Marav, not Marav All right, so we say erev vavoker b'tzarayim. Is that we mechiyah the tata kadosh baruch erev vavoker b'tzarayim. It's because marav shachris mincha. But the Maaser Rambam presents a shachris mincha marav. He says the same thing again when it comes to the cheshbon of me'abrochas. So the medak maybe the Rambam shita is. So if you go with the ikur tefillas or connected tefillas tmidim nisku tiknum, which kabbonis different than regular days of halacha, kabbonis go from morning to morning. So all when you're talking about it's nechol yamecha, it means that day and that night, and so. Kabbonis, the line of Hezra Halachariyam, the Gemara says. So maybe that would be, which is what he suggested then, that would be the Hezra and the Rambam. Remember, he said it was Rishu Pesach's house, and Pesach didn't disagree with him, either because he agreed with him or because he had Rachmanas and Achasin during his Shev Brachas. We'll never know which one it was. It's interesting, Ha'ara. It's a second Ha'ara. Okay, just now, what they talk about. One more ha'or, then we'll go through some of the halachas of it. Just interesting halachas. Pesach here raises the question, in the case of Tovah Lizbalu, Mincha Erev Shabbos, so the Gemara says that you mispalu b'leil Shabbos, Shtayim. First, it wasn't mispalu Mincha, but Shabbos, you mispalu Masi Shabbos, Shtayim Shalchel. So that is clear in the Gemara, that it's Shayach of Tashlumin from different types of tefillahs. So I can go from a mincha of Erev Shabbos, which is a tefillah schol, and be mashem with a tefillah Shabbos. I can go from a mincha of Shabbos, which is a tefillah Shabbos, and be mashem with a tefillah schol. So Tosis says, so how do you understand that? The chara, in the case that said the case of a person forgot by mincha, he's only chayiv seven tefillahs, seven brachas, and he's going to now say 18 brachas, so he's saying 11 extra brachas more than he was mechuyev to do. So he's saying more in his tashlumin than his ikur chiyuv. What's shot in that? So he says that's not true. The Shabbos really weaker than a person. The tefillah schol applies to Shabbos also. So therefore, if a person, that's the halacha, if a person by mistake started to say one of the brachas of chol on Shabbos, he finishes off the bracha because the tefillah betzim applies because that weren't matriachos. Not that it doesn't apply. And so since Betzim, the two types of tefillahs go together, we understand how this type of hashlama from one to the other. But that Tosfos raises the question, in a case where a person didn't forget the daven, but rather he davened, but he forgot something which he's mechuyev to add, which would cause him to have to go back for Shemoneh Esrei. A person forgot to say Talamotar in the summertime. A person forgot Yal V'Yalva by Shachas by Mincha. So you have to go back. The person didn't realize it, or he forgot, whatever it is. And all of a sudden, it's now the next tefillah. So you're mashlim. So a person, b'shachas, or shkadesh, forgot yalav yavah. It didn't correct that. So by mincha, he davens twice. Now there is a sheet that holds a bunch. You daven musaf, it's masakin, and we don't paskin like that. Shabruta says, in that situation, it's better to make it tonight. If I'm not mechiv in my tashlumen, I should make it, it should be a tefillah sedava. But a person would be mashlim. So now let's say a person forgot Mincha Yalav Yavoy. See, that was Marv twice. See, if Marv, it's the first day Rosh Chodesh to the second day Rosh Chodesh. So he davens Marv twice, and he davens Tushman Esrei saying Yalav Yavoy to make up for the Mincha that he missed. What'll be in a case where it's only one day Rosh Chodesh, and he forgets Mincha Yalav Yavoy, and he doesn't correct that, and now it's already time for Marv. He says Davin Marv twice. What do you get out of Davin Marv twice? So you Davin Marv twice without Yalav Yavah. The whole problem is you forgot Yalav Yavah. So you Davin Marv twice, no Yalav Yavah. So what did you gain by davening twice? So Tosis says that, where is it? That situation, you wouldn't be mashna. Near the Motzi Shabbos, the case was Motzi Shabbos, it was Motzi Rosh Chodesh, because the 18 brachos you said, so what are you davening again for? Elamai, what? Yalav Yavah you missed. So what are you gaining with saying Yalav Yavah again? Even the Enemar Biach Klum, you have to daven a second time. And he brings from the Rif that you do have to. Tosfos says that you don't. And from the Rif, it's mashma that you do. That's the deacon. The Rif that you do have to go back. So what's the hazard of machlokes? So the Velt says over the hazard of machlokes is the fakir, which that halacha, a person forgets, there's a hisav that you're supposed to make for Yom Tov, etc., Rosh Chodesh, and a person forgets it. So what's the result? That you were not yet to tefillah? So you didn't daven. So you didn't daven. Of course you daven again. The next tefillah, you didn't daven. Mincha. That's not called mincha. It's called mincha. But the reason why you daven a second time is because our masak to say yalav yavoi. Because our masak to say yalav yavoi in Shmon Esrei. You didn't say yalav yavoi. So the only way you can say yalav yavoi is by davening another tefillah and adding yalav yavoi, because you need to daven yalav yavoi. But you didn't not daven. You daven. So it seems to be the machlokes in the Tosfos and the Rif. Comes over Reb Chaim Brisker, the first piece in Stanislav, the Gracha L'Shas, the first piece he says, Tosfos never to have this conversation by Sintel Amot. So in a case where the person forgot Sintel Amot by the last time he's supposed to say Sintel Amot, right? And Erev Pesach, and then so comes Solel Pesach, he says, Oyvei, Sintel Amot.
I didn't forget the last time.
Right? So, if you see what some people's Erev Pesach looks like, you want to kasha like that, right? So he forgets Sintel Amot, he comes, he says, Gevaldin, I didn't say Sintel Amot, so he's down two Shmoneh Esrei of Leil Pesach. What do you gain? Right? So over there, Luchar, you're not going to gain Sintel Amot because you're not going to have Sintel Amot in the Tefillah of Yom Tov. So what'd you gain? That situation. So Luchar, Tosha should have the same kasha with it. No, Tosha doesn't have such a kasha with it. That's no shaila. It's because Yalav Yavoi is a hisofa. It's a hisofa. It's not a technical part of the Shmoneh Esrei. But Sintel Amot is matbeya habracha. There's two matbeyas habrachas that the Chazar Masakin. Person Mishanim matbeya. We were not yet Shmoneh Esrei. There's no such conversation. That's what Reb Chaim Brisker says.
Should you have in mind mashkaruch or no
shaila? No, look at no shaila. So now. Comes along with the Ritzif Hetzer Frank and the Har Tzvi, says, I don't know what he's talking about. You're telling me that Sintel Amot is part of Matbeah Rebrocha, so the loch is a person who forgets Sintel Amot, he's moistened by Shemaya Tefillah. Once again, how do you moistened by Shemaya Tefillah? He realizes before he gets the Shemaya Tefillah, he adds in by Shemaya Tefillah. How does that fix that you were Rishonim Matbeah? The person says the wrong Matbeah, he has to fix it. So you always have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. But you see from the fact that you can add in by Shemaya Tefillah that it's not Matbeya, it's a din of Hoysofa. It's a din of Hoysofa, so that's the same thing as Yalav Yavoi. So I don't understand what Reb Chaim is talking about. And he leaves it as a Tzarachin on Reb Chaim.
Matbeya, the Shemaya Tefillah has to have a Sinel Matbeya.
That's very hard to say that there's a Matbeya of the Shmoneh Esrei. It's a very difficult concept. So that's how he leaves it as a Tzarachin. It's a famous piece from Reb Chaim. So you should know the piece from Reb Chaim. It's important you should know the piece from Reb Chaim. And the Har Tzvi is not so famous because you should know that somebody asked the question. Okay. That's some of the interesting.
Halacha l'maisa. It comes up. Shabbos.
Halacha l'maisa. That's interesting. Halacha l'maisa. So what do we do in this situation? So let's deal with the Rosh Chodesh case. Is very easy. So you daven, make it. So it says you make it tonight. If I'm a chayiv tefillas, the tefillas tashlumen is tefillas tashlumen. If not, it's a tefillas nadom. The problem is, you come to Shabbos and Yom Tov, so we don't daven tefillas nadom on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what should you do? So the Ikur Pesach seems to be that you are chayzer. Rav Kreger makes an interesting suggestion. He says in that situation, he would suggest that you should be yotze with listening to Shacharis Hashatz. So now, that's a big shalom b'chalom. When a person is chayv and tashlum, and nikur, then we do. A person is chayv, he's divided chayv and tashlum, and you're not yotze with listening to Chazar Hashatz.
What?
A second. So Kamegra says that which the Chazan says main sheva has the din of Chazar Hashatz. So it begins with a bracha, it ends with a bracha, and in the middle your master main shabbos. So he holds that would have a din of chazaras shatz, which is by the way There's a din in some of the places I'm talking about that a person, when he says it, Medavkashimakbid, to make sure that he puts his feet together, the chazan. And. The definition of chazar sashat, where Mershon says in Shuva that the chazan, by definition, chazar sashat, the whole purpose was it was niskan to be moitzi. So Mela automatically has kavanah. As if he had automatic kavanah to be moitzi.
The person is still Shuman Ezra.
Wouldn't help. Yeah, but still Shuman Ezra wouldn't help. You have to finish in time. Yeah. They have to listen. And you have to listen, obviously. And you would also person talk about that the person should bow down by the beginning of Mein Sheva, because it's Chazar Shashat. It starts with the Berachas Ovis, so you should do Kriyas. It's a big deal in the place, is it in Kriya over there or not? I remember Rebbe had a big talk about that. His Shuvah Sefer. Okay, so now let's just go through that's some of the interesting Lom the Shashilas over here. Let's talk about Halacha L'Maisa. Okay, so. There, in order to deal with Daven Tashlumin, there's a few tzunam which have to be met. Number one, the first one is that the Chazal only misak in the case of an oinus or a mistake, not a case of mezid. We'll talk about what that definition is in a second. Okay. The second one is the Rashba says that the Chazal only misak in Tashlumin bezman ha'tfila.
Yes.
Mr. Mechlekes Achronim, how to understand what that means? What does bezman ha'tfila mean? Some learn it means that when you're davening, Shemoneh Esrei number one. They allow you to daven Shemoneh Esrei number two, so it has to be. It has to be. There should not be any hafsek between number one and number two. So if a person wants to learn in between, he can't. He's not supposed to learn in between. He wants to eat in between, he can't eat in between. Person, the only thing he could do in between, it says he shouldn't be mafsek for zarsa shas, because if it's a person forgot marer, but he wants to daven two chakras, so he doesn't. He's not mafsek between. He davens once, listens to chazar shas. Unless he's a very fast guy and can daven twice before the chazan. Okay, but you know, for the average human being, so you listen to chazar shashats. Now you're not mafsek between Shemoneh Esrei and Tachlin, because Tachlin on the Rambam says it's a hemshech of Shemoneh Esrei. So you wait till after Tachlin. Then, whenever you're daven tefillah tashlumin, the person should be oimed with tefillah b'toch divrei Torah, like you had way back when the first Tosfos. The first choice is in the Masechta, so you would say Ashrei. So the order would be in that situation: a person forgot Maariv, but daven Shachris twice. See, daven Shachris, listens to Chazar Shashat, says Tachon, says Ashrei, and then he davens his second tefillah.
The divrei Torah said before the first Shemoneh Esrei is not sufficient.
That was for the first Shemoneh Esrei. But you need one for the second. You're supposed to remember tefillah, the second Shemoneh Esrei. So that's the second tonight. It should be immediately adjacent. Now, some Achronim learn doesn't mean that. It means during the Zman HaTefillah. So Shacharis is from Zman HaTefillah. Shacharis is from Alois HaShachar until Dalet Shehos Mikra Din. So that's when you have an opportunity to do Tashlumin. It doesn't mean it has to be immediately adjacent to the. So the Poskim are very strong that a person, most Poskim hold that it's really totally immediate. So a person should daven immediately, shouldn't push it off to later. You know, I have to touch someone, you know what? Well, they care something, I'll do to touch someone later on. This person should do it now. In the case he didn't do it, so he can daven it afterwards. And the rest of the Poskim suggest he should make it tonight. The third tonight, obviously, it has to be the next tefillah. You don't get. Two tefillahs later. I'll tell you one interesting connection. This, there's a din in the poskim, is there a din of tashlumin for tefillahs ne'ilah. The person was sick at the end of Yom Kippur, and he missed ne'ilah, wasn't able to daven ne'ilah. So there's a din tashlumin for ne'ilah. So the Ikur Pesach, the Begadim Reza, the Shali, we pass that there is a din tashlumin for ne'ilah. Then he says, however, the Lachar ne'ilah and mincha basically overlap at the same time. So a person missed mincha, normally if you missed two, you can't be mashed two tefillahs, because it's always like another zman. But in that situation, he says that if a person would miss mincha and ne'ilah, he would daven three marvs. Daven three.
What
we pass on that? I actually had a chaver once in yeshiva. Actually, was very sick with Yom Kippur, and he ended up davening a pesach in yeshiva. I remember that I was a bachur still. So it was back a few years ago, right? I think it was 1979. And the pesach in yeshiva passed, and he should daven three marvs. And I said, oichmer ne'ilah. That's my his ne'ilah of Shemoneh Esrei is like, you know, his third mariv, you know, what's the Yom Kippur? But so it has to be dafka the next opportunity of tefillah. The fourth tonight, which the Gemara says that it has to be davened with the chi of tefillah hachiyuv is first, and then the tashlumen second. And you can't switch that around. If you switch it around, you're not yoreid say. So the order has to be the tefillah hachiyuv is first, and then the tashlumen.
What does it mean switching it around?
So if a person, let's say a person forgot shacharis, and he said he's daven nusas ashkenaz. So shacharis he daven normally seem shalom. Mincha you daven normally shalom rav. So the loch is he davens two minchas, he says shalom rav in both of them. If he says shalom rav in the first one, seem shalom in the second one, it's also yours. If the chacham says seem shalom in the first one, and shalom rav in the second one, we say, aha, he's trying to make daven shacharis first, he's not yours. So he yotze the second one for mincha, but not for tashlumen.
Let's say a person doesn't really know this halacha and he thinks, yeah, probably should daven the first one first and the second one second. But he doesn't do anything.
He's only yotze one.
He doesn't do anything which makes it.
If it's not nicker, so if he would take bedavka for that purpose, it also would not be yotze. It's not bedavka; it's nicker. I'm saying, but you know, normally we judge it based on, you know, whether it's nicker or not. Mm-hmm. So a person, okay. So the Mishnah says like this. Okay, so now Motzi Shabbos, he forgot the Dav Marv. So when do you say Atachon Antonu? In he davened Sunday morning two Shmon Esrei's. So when you say Atachon Antonu? So there's a steer Mishnah Berurah. So Mishnah Berurah in Kufches says you don't say Atachon Antonu. If you said Avdol Al Kais, you don't say Atachon Antonu. It's only nisken for Motzi Shabbos. That's what it says in Kufches. In the Hilchos Havdalah, Reish Sadi Aleph, I think it is. He says over there that you say Atachon Tono in the second Shemun Esrei. You say first one Shacharis, right? You say it over there. The second one is Tashlumen for Maariv. You say Atachon Tono in the second Shemun Esrei.
Have you heard of Dol already?
Have you heard of Dol already? Not like he says in Kufches. Sorry, keep hitting you. Speak apart. Okay. But there's a famous piece from Rechav Risker on this one. Rechav Risker says you say it in the first one. He says why? Because Chatanu wasn't niskin to David and Marv. Chatanu was niskin in the first tefillah, which you're being mavd between Shabbos and Chol. You said Chatanu. You gave us the ability to be mavchim between the two things. So it's not a loch and Marv in that situation. That's a loch in the first tefillah. So the first tefillah happens to be by Shacharis. So whether you be say Tashlum or not, you would say Tashlum over there. That's a famous piece from Chaim Brisker over there. Yeah.
If you miss it by Marv, you don't do anything. So why?
Doesn't mean you shouldn't say it. So anyway, that's the tonight. There's tefillah most of Chazal. We're not masakin it. No, Chaim Brisker, Mishabur. I think that the Ikur Pesach, interestingly enough, would be like the Mishnah Berurah and Kufches, that because you don't say either time. If a person would say, and the Mishnah Berurah holds that if you say in the first one, it's assuming you're trying to make it Maariv, and you get back to the same old problem. So it's like not good. Okay. Okay. So what's called, let's go back and talk about these. What's called mezid? So that's the four tenorim that you need, meet the criteria that you need to meet. So what's called arnesurato, so it's mezid, it's not tashlum. So a person thought that there's going to be time. And then he got busy and he forgot, so that's not called a mezid. Now, I'll tell you a chiddush on that. There are certain things of Chazar Masak and you're not supposed to get involved in before Davin because you're afraid they're going to be nimshah. And this fellow was an Iber Chacham, and he says, I'll be okay, no problem. And what Chazal actually told him not to do. And they talk and forget. He's still not called amazing. And it can be mashal. Even if he started his man Yisr. So still be passing, that's not called amazing. Why? Because he didn't decide amazing not to. He was, right? Okay, now. Well, we're going to get to that. There's different levels of Pshia. We'll see one more case. Now, let's say in a case where a person davened in a way which potentially he would not be Yotze. For example, if there was Soya there in the room. So, and it turned out that Kachava there was Soya in the room, so it wasn't Yotze Shon Esrei. So if he had no reason to consider that possibility, so he wasn't Yotze, but he could daven again. In the case of a person, it's a case where he should have been aware of the possibility, and he didn't check like he's supposed to. So, in that situation, he's considered a pesheya, and that's considered like a mezid, and you can't be mashal. So the case.
There's a baby in the room.
There's a baby in the room, which is old to have. You know, the person could have checked. He didn't check. Until the baby had soya in a way which would be master the Shemoneh Esrei, right? So he has no. Now, if it's still his man tefillah, he could have it a second time. If he realizes right now, he could have another Shemoneh Esrei. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that he missed his man. He wants to be mashed by the next man. So that's his in a pshia that's like a mazed and he can't. Even when Chazal answered, you know, Chazal understood the nature of people is, you know, it's an armor mutter. Armor mutter is not a. It's a pshia, but it's still not a pshia. Armor mutter has a deal like a shagay. So it's like a long. It's more along the lines of an armor mutter. Person said, let's say a person got very busy in his business. I've had this shadow more than once. A person coming up, you know, he was in the middle of a business deal, etc. And also he looked at the clock and says, Gevalt in the valley, it's Bismin. That's it, it's Man Min. So that's also called, has a dinner of a Shergeg, I don't know. He would be able to mash them two marks.
What? Somebody hits the snooze button too many times.
What?
Somebody hits the snooze button too many times in the morning.
I think that's the person could be mashal. I mean, I there's other issues, you know, but you know, I'm not saying he's a tzaddik. You know. Someone asked me shalos like this. People said, you know, he asked me, "Al Sarav or Al Sarav?" You know, which are you asking me shalos? Right. Now, the Shulchan Aruch does bring the following chiddush that there's a concept in the law called a tilis nedava. Tilis nedava means a person was yet to all of his tefillahs. A person decides they want to daven another tefillah. So the law is to daven another tefillah. So you're allowed to be mispalel tilis nedava because more says the reichen is halavai you spell out of kol yom. But there's a law of chiddush. Chiddush is you have to ask for something new. You have to do something new with this davening, different than you did before. So there's a concept called Tefillas Nedava, which is the din of Chiddush. There's a Machlokes Achronim. Does Chiddush mean one new bakasha in Shemoneh Esrei? Does it mean a new bakasha in every single bracha? The Ma'aseh B'Shavur seems to be that a person should the Chachila for sure. A person daven a Tefillas Nedava, he should daven Chiddush in every bracha. Means every bracha he has to think about something. He has a new bakasha for das that he hadn't asked before. He's a new bakasha, etc. Then you're allowed to daven a Tefillas Nedava. There are certain cases. Because of the sophic, so you daven and the possibility that's in the daven, that itself is the chiddush. The chiddush is that in case I can't be yotzei, I want to be, you know, I have a sophic, I'm using this to be yotzei so that I don't need chiddush. So it comes on the Shulchan Aruch. So the it's the whole Shulchan Esrei is there to address every bracha that I couldn't say because of the sophic, and I'm able to say. So that's the chiddush. So lomda to chiddush, right? Salam Shachilik. Okay? Right? I have to tell you, this is funny, attack. I once had a person come to me, he says, I mean, some sort of machadish, a new shot in each other in brachas. I say, it's the Nevchidush. I said, no, it's a new bakasha. The Chidush and Tefillah is not lumnus, it's bakashas. You know? Pass three Shiva for such a shayla. Right? Now, so come on the Shulchan Aruch says, the case a person missed, bemazed, so he could daven the next. He could daven a tefillas nedava in the next time period to at least get some element of addressing the tefillas that he missed. And ein tzar chiddush. You don't have to add an extra chiddush. That itself is the chiddush. In other words, I'm doing it some way to make up for what I missed. But the Groh argues over there, and the Bach argues, that's not true. This is a regular nedava. There's no din tashlumim for a mezid b'chlal. So it's not even like, you know, you're doing nothing. That tefillah is gone. It's gone. You want to have a tefillas nedava because I'm to hate. You need chiddush like any other tefillas nedava needs chiddush. Okay.
Let's say you already davened. They want you for a minyan. There's only nine guys.
That's an interesting question. So the person say, the person talk about the following scenario, and I'll apply it back to your scenario. Person talk about the following scenario. If a case you had a minyan of people who needed a tefillas tashlumin, it was a really bad day, right? Like, you know, like the snooze button didn't go off. In a few dorm rooms, they all missed, you know, major, you know. What?
Power average,
right?
Of course.
Dark shades. So there's a minyan of mashlimei tashlumin, tefillas tashlumin. There's no din of chazaras hashas. Doesn't get a din of a tefillas minyan together. Chazar didn't call this tefillas minyan. They get a din of chazaras hashas. It's not. We're misakas such a situation. So the person then take it from that. They say, well, once that's true, that means that mikra that I have no chiyuv when I dam my nadav to try and get a minyan. Dam with a minyan. It's not part of a din of tashlumin minyan. Then they say, look, it means that I can't be mashlim to a minyan when I'm davening to tefillas tashlum. And then they say, who did my nadav? Look, that you're not mashlim a minyan by davening. You can stand there, and, right? You know, but you're not considered to be mashlim to the minyan by davening a nadav. An interesting question. Let's flip it around, the other way around. No, okay. Let's not do that. Let's get that. Let's get the answer visually. Okay. You should not be. So it has to be. We said it has to be samuch. We spoke about the law of not using chazar shashatz. Mincha of Shabbos, you go into Shabbos, fine. Okay, let's say the situation, we said it has to be clear that you're doing this. The first one is the chiyuv. So the person said, let's say, Chacham, that the fellow didn't really know what the halacha is. He knows he's a din of tashlum. So Erev Shabbos going into Friday night, he forgot Mincha Erev Shabbos. So he davened two Shemoneh Esreis. He davened the first one Shabbos, the second one Chol. He's Yotze. Okay, let's say Davin is the first one Chol, the second one Shabbos. He's in trouble. That's not good. So is he Yotze either in that situation? Well, no, because he didn't say Mekadosh Shabbos. Because we pass in a person can Davin and Tefillas Chol on Shabbos, but he must say Mekadosh Shabbos somewhere in there. Second one was both chol. As the case they've done, he's down the first one Shabbos, second one chol. He's yotze both of them. He's yotze the first one for Mar, the second one tashlum. Now the person with the following interesting shiloh. What about the situation where he davened both chol?
If he davened the first one chol, second one Shabbos, is that yes, the Shabbos one?
If he davened the first one, he's yotze the Shabbos one. He davened both chol, so it means the first one wasn't tefillas chiyuv. So Meila, he can't be yotze tashlum because there wasn't a chiyuv there because the first one wasn't.
So not yotze either.
Not yotze either. What about a case where he made early Shabbos? And really, it's really zman mincha still. But he might use makabel Shabbos. He's makabel Shabbos early.
What's he daven early?
What?
What's he daven early?
Now he davens both chol. Okay. So in that situation, you be yotze the second one of chol because the might it's zman mincha. Tzilin your makabel Shabbos, you be yotze your tefillas tashlumen of mincha. Is it really zman mincha?
Is it a tashlumen or is it?
You won't need a tashlumen. So I mean, what is called? I'm not sure what it's called, but you know, but it be yotze over there and you daven mar.
Is the person allowed to be makabel Shabbos before he daven mincha? Tefillah?
No. A person should not do that. If a person makabel says the mechalikus whether being makabel Shabbos early is acts as a halacha the astira to davening mincha. It's mechalikus. You definitely shouldn't do it.
Has that he davened whole first and then Shabbos? In the case where he made it
early Shabbos. So I think over there probably also would be yotze say because the first one is he's davening mincha. The second one is davening marav. Yeah, because not tashlumen. Okay. One other interesting case like this. So the case where he forgot yellow and yellow were shredders. So we said that this is the end of the Tosis. See, he was number 10 of the minyan. It was a minyan of 10 people. They davened mincha Rosh Chodesh, and he was number 10. And he forgot Yalav Yavah. So, if you tell me he didn't daven, so it means that there was no. They shouldn't have. There was. So they didn't have Tilbet Zibur. Or let's say he was number 6, and I make it even better. You know, he was number 6. So he didn't daven. There's no. They shouldn't have Chazar Shatz. So Shatz was a bracha of Atom. If you told me he davened, so this nafkamina, but the unum and toisus over there, if that's the hezra, would make a nafkamina, that hechadimsa. Practically, what do you do about it? You just do tshuva.
If he davened, forgot Yom.
So that's a tushi, because it's a toisus.
There's more than 10 people, you're fine. Just say,
If you're more than 10 people, you're fine. Like, I guess you had a minion, you had a minion mitzvah.
But even if you're 10, why would you? If you're the 10th person.
No, I said if you're number 6. I said you're number 6.
So the 10th person, they would
all be well, because our shots need 6 people. So with Zebra is a deal, how many people you need. So that, you know, whether yeah or no, that's, you know, hey, if there's, you didn't do anything wrong.
There's 5 guys who forgot. If 5 guys, there's 10 guys, 5 guys forgot. They should, there's 5 guys, should make sure that, like, if you know there's 5 guys, then you shouldn't say it was our sons.
Then they should have another, yeah, so then you have a crazy situation. Because according to one side, you have a Chiyav of Shas, the other side, they were Yerts and Tefillah, they should daven now a second time, but only 5 guys are davening now. So it's not for the Shas.
Just wait for them.
What's the psak?
I have no idea. I want to put one thing out. That was, I told you that you can't have a tefillah sedava on Shabbos. This has another. There's another application of this concept. So the Mishnah Berurah points out when the chaz and davens chazar sashatz. So the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is if he doesn't have 9 people listening to him, it's karav brichas aliyas levatol. It's the lashon of Shuvas of Rosh. It's karav brichas aliyas levatol. It's close to being brachas levatol if you don't have 9 people listening. Now, the Marshal Chuvi says it's just karav, but it's not mamish. It's not mamish brachas levatol. But the Mishnah Berurah says in that situation, he would suggest, in case if you're davening a situation where you believe it's a good possibility, you're not going to have 9 people listening to you, you should make a tanai that should be, in the case of not being yoretz to the tzibur, it should be a tefillah to daven. This is one shot. If I'm yoretz to the tzibur, to the tzibur. For every reason, I'm not being yoretz to the tzibur, it's reserves a shot, so I'm davening tefillah to daven. Hello? Okay. Right? What? No, because that, again, like anytime you do it because of a selfie, that's the chiddush. You should speak it out. You don't make a clap on the people. You know, you speak out yourself.
Yeah, now, definitely a ration on the Tzibur.
That was maybe like the first time. Now, on Shabbos, where you can't daven. So during the weekdays, at least, you know, in case you're davening in the shul, that's a chashash. You probably all had that possibility, daven in the shul with impossible people not listening to the chazar shashats. So it's an eitzah. On Shabbos, l'chayr it's lishken eitzah, because you can't daven until the daven on Shabbos. Now, the reason you do is you couldn't daven until the daven on Shabbos also. So I once heard this from my person in Cleveland. Somebody's like, what do you lose? You say, if there's such a thing as a tefillah sedava on Shabbos, I mean, you haven't come on the table until the tefillah sedava, what do I lose? He says, you might as well say, you know, at least, you know, let's say like this. In Shemayim, if he's right, you're covered, you know? So you might as well say it. Then he says, there's one sheet that Allah, we all, there's no tashuban. There's no tashuban by Musaf. There's one sheet, there's Musaf and the tashuban by Musaf also, which is a very big chiddush. It's not logical, but he holds like that. So maybe he said, even like that, maybe it's kedai to say it. He says, but the tzad, okay. Now, one on that point, I just want to point out, the Kiregir says, when you say it, you want to make it tonight. It should meet clearly tonight. You know, that's Tanai Kofel. So called Tanai, but Tanai Kofel is, the rule is that you say the Tanai Karim Lamaisa, and you say the Hain Karim Lalav. Right? You say the positive, what you would like to happen first, and you say, well, not, you know, the Hain Karim Lalav. So there's a big shiloh.
What's the first thing?
The Tanai, you say Tanai Kofel, it should be Tanai Karim Lamaisa. You say the Tanai first. So you say, if I can be mitzvah the tzibur, I want this to be a tefillah to mitzvah the tzibur. If I can't be mitzvah, cannot be mitzvah the tzibur, then I want this to be a tefillah sedok.
Isn't that lav kind of hain?
So now the shukavir has a deal. What's called hain? What's called lav? Right. So is the in certain situations, you know, it's very clear. The you want the chalois. You want the chalois. If tonight true, X is true. Says, so Krager's dealing with something like this. Say a person is davening with at Seber, where they're going to, because Zman Kriyashma is going to be a little bit iffy. She says, no problem, I'll say Shema early. But on the Tzad, that can be a Tzadar, I'd rather be a Tzadar, because according to the Groy, you're supposed to be a Tzadar in Shema amongst Birchas Kriyashma. So you make it tonight. So you say, if I can be Yotze Shema later on, I want to Yotze Shema later on. If I can't be at the Shema later on, I want to be at the Shema now. So, but the Maisha you're trying to do not right now is say Shema at the Yotze. But what I really like to happen is be Yotze Shema later on. So what's my hain? Is my hain to be Yotze Shema later on? Because that's what I want to happen. Or is my hain, I want this thing to be valid, if it is valid, and therefore my hain is that I want it. So which one do you say? So Gregor suggests in that situation, you say three times. So she says, you should say, if I want to be Yotze Shema later on, I'm going to be Yotze Shema later on. If I can't, I'll be Yotze Shema now. But if I get to later on, I'll be Yotze later on. So what are you have the hain before the lot? He also has the law before the hain, but then he doesn't bother him, right? So the chara over here, you'd have the same. It's the same type of hechatimsa. I would like to much of the tzibur, but my purpose like tonight is that if not, it should be tefillah sadov. That's what I'm trying to cover my base. So the hain right now is just in case it should be a tefillah sadov. I really like that it should be much of the tzibur, and like you're supposed to, like the Likur Takana. So the car you'd make a according to Kibaker, you should make a double tonight. It's interesting, just interesting piece of according to these things. At some point in time, it'll be on one of these riddles, you know, on the Bima. And for Shabbos, like, you know, when are you supposed to say three steps in your Tanai? And the answer is Kibaker's true. You know, so now you know what the answer is. Okay.